Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the summer season. Man, this guy was listening to me back in the day. Talk about wise conversations. This guy used to listen to my show back in the day when, like, the Orioles were in first place, not last place. We go back lo these many years. He has traveled all around the world, and we've bent an elbow on various continents around the place, usually in some parking lot with a purple-headed something happening. David Katz is my friend of the greater Baltimore area, but he's been living out in L.A. and running Fox Sports and doing different things. He's had the post game a long, long time. We share many, many mutual friends. And, you know, I have a feeling my crab cake tour, it's going to be like that fish hook in your mouth, Katz. There's going to come a point somewhere on the Eastern Shore in August, you're just going to walk into the bar like something out of a movie and say, I want my crab cake fried today.
Let me tell you. Make sure the crab claw is on your list if you're talking Eastern Shore.
It's as Brian good as Billy it gets. Told me that 10 minutes ago. I swear to God, that's what he told me.
It's as good as it gets. I took my dad there for his 80th birthday last year in the middle of COVID. I flew into Baltimore, took him for a little drive, had never been there, had heard great things. Worth every minute of that drive. Incredible.
I've been there once with Billick. It was a boat day where we – and it was before – this is before Brian had the boat in Y River. This is like when he was still the Ravens coach, I think. And we took the boat from Annapolis over there and we ate crabs there. And then we took the boat back to Annapolis. So I have been to the crab claw. I have never had the crab cake there, which is part of like the whole thing. So be honest with me. You grew up here. You've run sports media entities, Yahoo and other places. How long have you really like been gone from Baltimore, like not living here?
I lived there my first 18 years. I don't want to give away my age, but let's just say I've been gone
50-something.
30 years. Not 50 yet, but 30 years I've been
gone.
You're
not 50 yet? I'm older than you?
You're older than me, man. You're older than
me.
You don't look older than me.
The same age.
That hair is half my age, but yes, I'm quickly approaching 50, but not 50 yet.
Wow, you're younger than me. I never knew that. You were always so much more accomplished. I just figured you must have been older.
Not at all. Not at all.
So you've been gone 30 years?
Yeah, I've been gone 30 years.
Crab cakes and places you've been. Before we get to your sports and you quitting a gig at Fox and now you're doing the post game and like all these Raven seasons, we'll get to all of that. People around here know who you are if they've been here. I mean, David Rose, I introduced him to Korean barbecue the other night up in New York. So crab cakes out of Maryland. Is there a point where you get, is it like desperation at 2 a.m. where like you've been somewhere so long, you haven't had a Maryland crab cake, you walk in the place and it says on the menu, Maryland crab cake. And you're like, I know I'm in Oregon, but I'll try it. Or like, is there ever a point that that happens?
Every one of these top restaurants in LA has Maryland crab cakes.
No, they don't.
They all have Maryland crab cakes. And I order them almost every time. And I know I'm going to be disappointed. And I am. And they think they're doing a good job. It's all filler. Half the time it's fried. I'm a broiled guy. You may be a fried guy. But it's just the preparation. They all
fry with love. It's not just frying. You don't just throw it in I'm from Dundalk. And some of the sub shops over there when I was a kid, they would put the crab in the same grease, you know, thing that they put the French fries, the filet of fish, like all that. No. I'm talking about the way Nancy Longo over Pierpoint would gingerly, appropriately fry it, pan fry it with love. You know what I mean?
There you go. Pan fry is different than deep fry. And I think that's what you're getting at. But let me tell you, when these restaurants put that remoulade sauce on it, and they New Orleans it up, or there's a mayo. I don't even know what this, there's a mayonnaise on the side, usually like a pinkish hue. And they're trying to convince me, no, this is Maryland. So I'm just
special
like,
sauce.
Yeah. Special sauce. Let's just be real. This is not a Maryland crab cake. I saw maybe one tiny flake of lump. It's not jumbo lump. It's okay. But I'm always disappointed, but I always go for it. I'm crab all the way through. And I actually plan at least 3 or 4 trips back home to Baltimore every year. My parents think it's to see them. Occasionally they think it's maybe for a Jewish holiday. You're going to see me at the crab places. I'm at Papa's all the time. I love that place. Not has nothing to do with Oprah. If anything, that might be a demerit for it. But I like Papa's. I still like the Corner Stable because I like my ribs with my crab cake, and I think they do a great job. And I will get G&M depending on what time my flight gets in. I'll hit G&M on the way just because it's so convenient. And it's
well, if you hit it Thursday with me and Dimitri over there, we've got the Stuart Pittman, Anne Arundel County Executive, is joining us at G&M on Thursday at 2 p.m. If you hear it before the 8th, great. If you hear it afterward, that's awesome too. We were in Harford County last week with Barry Glassman, who is running for controller. We had an unbelievably delicious crab cake from Barrett's on the Pike. It was so good, my wife ate it the next day. She ate half of my crab cake that I brought home, and I'm like, they're like, you want to take this home to your wife? And I'm like, my wife doesn't eat crab cakes. Yes, I'll take it home, but don't think you're doing anything for my wife because she'll eat the green beans, but I'll eat the crab cake. And I woke up Saturday. She had picked at it like a mouse. And she's like, that crab cake was delicious. And the next day I had to give half of it because we're married and that's the way you do things. So, yeah, man, I hear you. So for me and you, we've been friends a long time. You showed up like on my timeline as – not my time, like not like you and me, like the media was reporting on your departure from Fox Sports right around the 4th of July. So I'm like, first thing I do with anyone who changes jobs and that I love and are my friends, I send you a text and say, are you cool? Whether it was your decision or not, it's permanent. It's good now. Let's, you know, I can be a shoulder to cry on or an attaboy or a pick me up. How are you? You doing okay? Tell everybody in Baltimore how you're doing, man.
I'm doing great. I've never been better. And I'll tell you, You're a sports journalist, but you're also and more of a political journalist and a lifestyle journalist, and you do all these things, and you've been a personality for so long. When you're in the digital space and you spend all your time in the digital space, you know that 2-3 years in the digital world, it's more than dog years. It is an eternity, and you constantly need to evaluate and reevaluate where the world is going. And we've had many conversations over the years about where sports media and sports digital technology is going.
And none of them correct, by the way. It's always
they're always wrong. It's always next year that the things you think are coming are coming. And I've been saying that for a long time. But this time, it's real. And there's this thing that's changing the game for sports fans. And it's coming state by state. And Maryland, I believe, passed a law to enable it for this coming year. And you see the Ravens having signed multiple sports books. But this whole intersection of where the sports fan and sports content meets wagering, sports betting, gambling, and how those worlds are coming together has really become my passion. And it's what I spent most of the last 3 years at Fox Sports thinking about and working on and working with the best production team in the business. You know, unfortunately, as a Ravens fan, we end up watching a lot of CBS. I spent 8 years at CBS. I have a lot of affinity there. But the production quality of the Fox Sports games, whenever you get that Fox Sports game for the Ravens, you see the difference. I've been working with the best team in sports production for the last 3 years. It's been a blessing. But my passion is this intersection of sports with transactions, not just getting the sports fan to try to click on a link and spend time with you, that attention game that we play, where you're trying to get them to consume as much content as possible. But the idea that you can get a fan to do more than just spend time and consider, but they can click through and now take action. That's the future of digital as it relates to sports. That's what I've spent so much time thinking about and playing in and working with our partners at FoxBet on. And I think that's the most dynamic space in sports media and sports digital for the next 10 years. And I want to figure out my role in that. And that's a real, that's a goal. So Fox has been awesome. I'm sticking through it through the end of the summer, working on and finishing up some projects for the leadership team there. And then I'm going to be figuring out my next move, which is probably you're going to see play in that space in some form or fashion.
David Katz is our guest. He is the Baltimore David Katz of probably Fox Sports and Yahoo, but of course now the Post Game, where you always found him. And I think where you and I found each other at many, many points over the last couple of decades in doing this. How long's Post Game been around? Well over a decade, right?
Yeah. I think it's been 13 years at this point.
It was right around the time I did NST, probably 07, 08, 09, right?
We saw each other at every one of these conferences. you were always in the front row taking a lot of great notes. And we bonded over our love of the space. And
you remember me being in the front row?
You're always in the front row.
I always sit in the front row.
You're a front row guy.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you would remember that about me is like, yeah, I mean, that's me.
I remember that because I was in the back row. It's always in front of the bus.
I remember the guys like you, you know, back in high school. David, you know, I would just say this for watching the Orioles this year, and you talk about not many times in life to have the tectonic plate shift. They have a real paradigm shift, right? Nothing was a paradigm shift in our world like the plague has been. And now we're coming out of it in all sorts of different ways. I have a new brand. I have new hair. You can pull on it if you want. It's real. Despite what Marvin Lewis says, I don't color it. Not yet anyway, but there's some stuff under here I'm looking into. Give me a sponsor on that. Just for men. Just for me, whatever. The gambling thing is something that's been there from the beginning, right? And I'll tell you a funny story because this will light your wire because you're an old enough guy. You remember when Vito Stellino covered sports here in Baltimore? Hall of Fame writer.
Oh, yeah.
Vito and I were colleagues at the Sun in the late 80s. So when I got the show, this is my 30th anniversary, it's December 13th. So I'm doing this crab cake tour as the kickoff to the 30th anniversary, which is why we're doing 30 crab cakes in 30 days because it's my 30th year. All thanks to Kenny Albert. So, you know, I guess in the early days, you know, you're kicking around looking for ideas and, you know, crab cake ideas and different stuff that you would do, you know, through all of these years of doing sports radio. The crab cake tour comes to me at the same time the gambling thing comes to me, at the same time the pandemic thing comes to me. Baseball and sports, if I understood gambling, I'd be into this. This is how little I know about gambling. I had Vito in before we had the Ravens. This is 92. He's still making picks every Sunday when the Redskins are our local team. And his picks are terrible. He doesn't pick against the spread. But, like, he was 3-10 every week. And, like, by the end of the year, he was 30% just on picking winners, right? So Swami comes in the studio, gives him a hard time. And between breaks, Vito turns to me and Swami, and Swami's like a degenerate gambler. And he says, be honest with me, fellas. Do you think anybody really gambles on this stuff? That's 30 years ago, right? So for me, all of these 30 years, I have been very, very blind to how many degenerate gamblers I've had in my life. I've had host on the air, degenerate gamblers. Host on my competitors that I met, degenerate gamblers. Like, it was shocking to me that the 1,000 kids that I've interviewed to do this for a living, how bad, 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 bad. I didn't have that in my, like, my dad didn't go to the track. Like, I've bet on one football game in my life. I did it in Vegas on an off week with my wife, like 15 years ago. I put $50 on the Patriots. I lost or whatever. And it was such a, like, a non, I'd rather be playing blackjack or whatever. Marvin Lewis in 1996, 97, to speak down about Marvin while he talks about me having white hair. Marvin once said to me when we're watching film, Jimmy Schwartz was in the room. We're watching football on a Friday in the old facility. And Marvin was like talking to me just sort of flippantly. Like, he's like, do you know people that bet on this? And I'm like, you know, honestly, like, none of my friends had a gambling Jones. Like, none of, like, my dad had dollar pool cards but like, we just, I didn't grow up that way. I still don't bet on sports. Marvin said, I can't believe anybody bets on this. Like, we sit here all week studying. I coach these guys. Like, I can't believe anybody would bet their money on which way the ball is going to bounce. Like, it's just foreign to people who don't have that Jones. Now, I would say this, Dave. The last 4 months, I watch the Orioles. Whenever I watch them, that pretty girl comes on with that smile, and she talks about betting on the game. And it's almost like talking about a Coke habit that I don't have. Like, I just don't have it. Never been interested in it. It's not my thing. But the gambling thing for baseball and how forward they've been with it the last 4 months. And now you tell me, and I know all the Sharpies are in on it. Everybody's going to gamble. I just don't know how they're ever going to make me take the drug. Like, I like being high, but I don't like the drug. You know, and like, for me, the sports gambling thing, are people really betting more on it than they've ever bet? I mean, They're never going to snooker me in to bet on a baseball game. I'm 52, almost 53 years old. I don't even know how to bet on it. If you came with a gun to my head right now, Dave, and said, you got to pick a game. You got to pick the Blue Jays or the Orioles tonight. It's plus 180 or whatever. Like, I don't even know what that means, literally. Yeah.
By the way, this is why I'm working in the space. What you just articulated. Americans, right now, everything you see coming over with respect to gambling is the Europeans or the Australians who've had wagering as a part of their culture for the last, you know, decades, coming over and slapping here everything that works over there. And it's not going to work here because there are hundreds of thousands of major sports fans like you, and you know more about sports than anyone I know. But you don't think in terms of the gambling mentality, and that is normal. Yes, there are tons of people who bet on sports, and they were doing it kind of behind the scenes, under the table, so to speak. But
I can't think of a way to piss my money away when I know more about sports than anybody. And if I had gambled on it the last 30 years, I wouldn't do any better or worse than anybody. I'm not convinced people get rich on it, although have at it. But it's I'm not convinced that people get rich on it because they're really sharp. I'm convinced they're pretty lucky.
It's not about the money. That's the dirty little secret about gambling. It's about the competition. It's about the bragging rights with your friends. It's the same reason that Americans, we are more of a fantasy sports culture than we are a sports betting culture. And that is why FanDuel and DraftKings have done so well at the beginning, because they had all these daily fantasy players that they were then able to convert into the gambling pipe. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. There's enormous amounts of money that's going to be spent trying to convert you into becoming a sports bettor, depositing a certain amount of money. They'll give you free X number of bets. It's going to take a long time to change the culture in America because, like you, most people don't know what is plus 270 or minus 180. They can't tell you who the favorite is or whether those are good odds.
Promise you, however much you think you know about baseball, you do not know enough about baseball to place a bet on the Orioles and the Blue Jays tonight with any – just go down to the casino, bet red or black. Okay,
but that's not true. You don't know enough to bet the way they're currently offering bets. But if the way you change bets, if I ask you, Cedric Mullins, is he going to get a hit tonight? You may not know what plus one this, minus one that. But if I ask you a question, is Cedric Mullins going to get a hit tonight? You're going to be like, okay, he's facing.
Dude, this is a blackjack equation. He's got to get five at bats. He's got an on base percentage of 400. This is like okay, 17 just, sticking on it or not.
You just right? answered your own question. If the question is posed in a different way and not just about a number and an odd, but if it's posed in the form of a probability and you who studies the sport or studies the team feels like I have a sense of how Lamar Jackson's going to do this weekend. He's playing a defense that's not good against the run. He's going to get some rushes. He'll probably throw for a touchdown or two. Whatever it is, you're going to
study it.
You analyze it. You do it anyway.
I've been on the radio 30 years. Nothing makes me piss myself with laughter more than when some guy in Parkville says, I've been studying the numbers. I got the numbers here. I looked at the intangibles, Greek. It cracks me up. And I bet 100 on that one. You know, I'm like,
Esther,
why don't you just go roll dice, bro? You know what I mean? Why don't you just go bet on whether the red light's going to be red or green?
2 years from now, you're going to have a sports wagering show on Baltimore Positive.
If I can make money on it, I'm all about it.
I'll place good odds on that.
Well, only if you're managing it. David Katz is here from the post game. Mr. Raven, Mr. Oriole, Mr. Terp, right? You're all that in a bag of donuts. West coasting right now. Is it easy to skip the Orioles games even when they're playing the Angels?
I used to get MLB.tv. I'd watch every game, and the time zone worked for me because I could finish up my work day and turn the Orioles on and end my day with the Orioles every day before I'd go out to dinner. I am very disconnected right now. I get the alerts on my phone. I built that Fox Sports app and website to be able to give me all the alerts when my players and teams are doing interesting things. So I generally know what's happening. But no, I could not tell you I'm looking 2 years ahead and hopeful that Michael Elias is able to put together a winning team of all these great young players. And I'm excited to see what the Mountcastles and the Mullins are doing and folks like that. And we'll see how many of these players are really around 2-3 years from now when the team is purported to be ready to compete. But it's really hard to be an Oriole fan these days. But at the same time, 21 years in Los Angeles, and the Dodgers finally did it. So from my baseball appreciation, it's been a lot of great years to see great baseball with the Dodgers just down the street. But I don't bleed Dodger blue in the same way I bleed, you know, Baltimore Oriole orange there. So it's not the same feeling even when the local team does well after this many years. I'm still all Baltimore on, you know, for me, it's Ravens, it's Terps, it's Orioles.
Get the Hollywood picture off from behind you, get you some crab cakes here or something like that. Get your picture like I got behind me, you know? I have a feeling you have enough Baltimore stuff in your condo, right?
I've got a lot of memorabilia, thanks to Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, and others.
Well, it made it fun. It's been a fun ride so far. Football season awesome. Right around the corner. Dave, I'll check in with you again during the Crab Cake Tour in August. We'll get you ready for football season as well. And are you going to be in Vegas?
I'm planning on being in Vegas, and then I'm planning on flying to Baltimore to go to the Kansas City game. I will hit at least 6 or 7 games this year.
Well, we're going to have Miami a crab cake on that Friday. Then that's perfect. I will count on that. In early September, you'll have some stories to tell, and I'll have some too. Not that far off, 8 weeks from now, Dave. So take care of yourself. Good luck on the exit from Fox. Get down to post game, do the whole thing, and make sure you stay in touch with us, all right?
Thank you, Nestor. Appreciate it as always. Best of luck, and best of luck, most importantly, with the hair. Keep it coming.
Hey, man, I'm in my Paul Stanley animal eyes, heaven's on fire era is where I'm going right now, all right?
Great to see you.
Black Crows are on the road. I'm just trying to get their hair back is all I'm trying to do. David Katz for the post game of soon to be formerly of Fox Sports, of course, and always of Baltimore via Los Angeles. You can find me Baltimore via Dundalk and sometimes Catonsville and sometimes all around. Our friends at Royal Farms have the Chicken Palooza going on. That's one thing Katz can't get out in LA right now, and I'm not going to overnight chicken. He's got to come here and get it fresh, always fresh. Real fresh, real fast, our friends at Royal Farms and Chicken Palooza in the middle of Crab Cake Palooza. So there, have at it. I'm Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.